street level, Crystal City. Anakin landed on the back of the Octavtara droid just hard enough to balance on the flat section on top of its spherical body without tipping both of them over. And the droid couldn't do a thing about it. It spun and flailed as he rammed his lightsaber deep into its top panel. One of its comrades swiveled its cannon and fired. Anakin batted the bolts away with his lightsaber as Rex and the rest of the clone troopers opened fire and took down the two remaining Octoptaras, running over the wreckage to engage the rear rank of battle droids, which had now realized they were facing a rearguard action as well. Anakin knew he wasn't actually thinking at this point. An odd moment of mental separation left him able to run on some buried instinct at the same time as part of him took a step back and observed it all, both fascinated and appalled. His body had bypassed his higher brain functions, moving him around the battlefield without his consent. He was aware of the position of every droid, every clone trooper, but not consciously. He could see Kenobi's blue lightsaber blade flashing intermittently through a smoky forest of battle droids. The noise was deafening, screaming, ripping metal, explosions so loud they felt like a punch high in the chest. But he wasn't sure he was hearing or even listening. It was a kind of blindness where he could still somehow see. Images flared and vanished in front of him like flash frames. He was swinging his lightsaber into a group of Tusken Raiders. "You killed my mother. Now it's your turn." It was a memory. He'd done exactly that. For a split second, he wasn't sure if he was looking at droids or sand people. He simply spun around the droid line, swinging and slashing, buoyed up on a wave of reflexes. Metal fragments flashed past his face. Some veered away at angles, deflected not by his lightsaber, but an instinctive and unthinking force push. One moment he was rising explosively from a squat into the looming shadow of an SBD, thrusting his lightsaber through its chest. The next, he was leaping onto the back of a battle droid and ripping off its head with a force-assisted stranglehold. And he could still glimpse Tuskens he didn't want to see. Solid ghosts running for cover in the forest of falling droids as white armored troopers charged, fired, and even vibroblated them. He sprinted after one. But Rex now stood right in front of him, smashing the butt of his DC-15 rifle hard down on a battle droid's fragile neck as it lay struggling to get up. Rex was almost casual. The clone hammered the droid right-handed as he reached into his belt pouch with his left hand to grab a reload. He barely paused as he snapped the new energy pack into its housing and started firing again. Another droid turned on him, perhaps to aid its fallen comrade, perhaps not, and got a faceful of blaster fire. Anakin struggled to shut out the memory of the Tusken Raiders. They vanished. But in the melee, he saw a tall, gold figure with long, black claws. A blood carver he called Ki Daive. He'd killed him, too, years ago.